So Raviya Vayeshev is, Vayered Yehudah Me'ezechav, Vayirah Dishadilah Miyush Mochira, and it's a story of Yehudah's Yerida, obviously related to Mechiras Yosef, a Yosef who rad Mitzrayim as the beginning of the next Aliyah, and the terrible failure of Yehudah with respect to Mechiras Yosef, Mabetz Akina Roges Achino V'chisinu Estamo, that which is completely inexcusable, the great blight on the Yehudah's record. Mechiras Yosef, whether or not you believe the brothers actually were responsible directly for the sale or indirectly by everyone, Hashem Yidanim Socharim, like is the Peshat according to the Rashbam. But be that as it may, Yehuda pays a terrible price because Yehuda, after treating his brother that way, and, this would be the beginning of Yibum, and he says to Onan, V'hakem zera le'achicha bo'aleishas achicha v'yabemosa v'hakem zera le'achicha. And Onan, like father, like son, who doesn't know what it means to be a good brother, Vayeda Onan ki lo lo ya zara, Vayayim beishet ba eishos, ba eleishos achiv, shechis arza, leviltina son zara la achiv, right? So this is the apple not falling very far from the tree. Of course, the rest of the, sugya really surrounds this question of, what does it mean to be an arev? What does it mean to be a brother, a guarantor? And the way that the Torah highlights it, of course, is with the Eravon, Maha Eravon, Asher Etein Lach, Chosam Chauf Tilach, Omatcha Asher Biadacha. So the Mata is, obviously the Ramban points out, the Siman of the Nagid, of the Moshel, of the Gadol Ba'aretz, and of course, the Chotam, the seal, and Ptilacha, whether you think like Rashi, it's like a kind of a Simla, or like the Ramban, it's, a kisoy rosh, if not a kisoy rosh, then maybe it's actual, strings that were associated with that. But he thinks chas v'shalom, the Ramban, that it's tzitzis. But anyway, signs of Yehuda's stature, of his gedula. But the irony is, right, he loses them. He loses the eravon. And you don't have to be, a wordsmith to figure out, right, what's missing from Yehuda's life, right, from his own life, his own brother, and what's missing from his son's life is a sense of arvus. The eravon is missing. And of course, to Yehuda's enormous credit, right, this is the lesson that Yehuda learns when the chips are down, anochi arvenu miyadi tevakshenu, im lo havi yosiv levenecha v'tzaktiv levenecha v'chatasi le'avi chol hayemim. Right, the idea of anochi arvenu ki avdecha rav es hanar mim avi lemor, right, this is the beginning of Vayigash. Yehuda learns the lesson of Arva. So what this parsha is really doing is showing us the consequences in the aftermath of Mechiras Yosef, that Yehuda had to pay a terrible price, twice the Kiflayim v'chol chatosela. Yaakov loses Yosef, and he loses Er and Onan, right? And the idea, is that not just the Nivsar b'hakirna, the Hakirna, Ksonis bincha hi imlo, but right, the fact is that Yehuda, Mida Keneged Mida, learns what it is from a father's point of view to see brothers who don't understand the meaning of Arvos. They don't understand the primacy of Hakem Zara Le'achicha, right? And in the context of the mitzvah of Yibum, which is all about this idea of, Kacha Asher Yasa Le'isha Asher Lo Yivneh Es Beis Achiv, the Ramban says, in Achzarius Gedola, a terrible act of cruelty for somebody who's so selfish and self-centered that they can't appreciate, what it means to continue on their brother's legacy. They don't care, right? Lo nichnas mitzarasan, lo misahane b'tanisan. If I could quote from the Rambam in Baruch Midrash Chayatzibur, it's a really awful and detestable kind of a midah. And Yehuda is forced to confront his own failure as a brother through his own sons, The missing Eravon, of course, Ayeha Kideshahi Vainai Maladarach, teaches Yehuda that the thing that's really, missing from his life is, of course, that sense of Arvos, Anochi Arvenum Yadite Vakshenu. Yehuda, it really does become Yerida Letzarech Aliyah. It's a terrible Yerida. Would that he didn't have to go through it, right, in terms of losing two children, but he takes the right message from it, which is that this is the just deserts of someone who said, Mabetza kina roges achinu v'chisinu estamo, l'chuv v'nikrenu l'yishmelim, v'yadenu al tivo, ki achinu v'sarenu, who could do that to his father, who could participate in hakasonis b'necha hi imlo, right? This was the just deserts, unfortunately, for Yehuda, but he learned the right lesson, right? The Eravon turns into the missing Eiravon, the Eiravon that goes, you know, that's lost, you know, Penyelavuz, as Yehuda says, that turns into an Ochir Venu Miyadi Tevakshenu.